Only smart people get up early enough to listen to the Francine Marie Show. So thanks for listening, smarty pants.
Good morning, campers! Pick up your coffee cup, make a cup of tea, pour yourself a beer. Hair of the dog, it's the Francine Marie Show!
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. There is no question that small businesses play a significant role in the local and national economy. And we're discussing a loan program that I bet you don't know about. It's designed to support non-standard lending features that help small business owners like you with capital access. We've got a new best friend as our guest today. It's Fred at TMO, and he is our Senior Economic Development Program Manager for MEC Lending, this program we're talking about. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning.
I knew you were a smart cookie when they said, you got to interview Fred, because he's been in the money business for quite some time. We'll call it Money Matters. Most people don't know about this MEC Lending. We always think of banks.
So MEC Lending program is designed by Macomb County, and it was put together with small business owners within the county in mind, and particularly knowing how small business owners encounter challenges when trying to access traditional money. So that is how this program came to be.
So right now, if we go to MECNC.gov, we're going to see a business tab, and then we're going to see how to apply, and then we're going to click MEC Lending. Is that right? Yes.
You got it right. 3 years just before the pandemic, that is when county commissioners and county managers got together with the requests that they received from different business quarters. And so they put together, they assembled a team so that at least they can address a business loan program that will be efficient in supporting small businesses within the county, which requirements will be very accommodating and yet very responsive, knowing that it's public funds we are using. So that is how this program came about.
Small business owners, new business owners, what do they need to prove?
A business owner must get finances in order. And what I mean by that is you want to make sure that your taxes, your projections, your P&L statement, which is profit and loss statement, you have everything put together. And if you don't have that, you seek help with people like myself and others who are technical assistance providers also to help you with that. You also need to make sure that you review your credit report so that the information on the credit report reflects actually what it should be. And if there are any misinformation, it's corrected before you apply for loan. There is also something we call skin in the game. When you are playing, you have to play by some of the rules, and that will be at least be prepared in terms of this particular program, be prepared to invest 10%. So if you're going to be taking a project and it's going to cost you 100,000, then you should be prepared to come up with about 10,000. However, there are certain projects, for example, a business owner needing working capital, then that 10% will have been the money that you've already invested in the business. So you wouldn't have to worry about it. Also, collateral, you mentioned collateral, anything to secure the loan. But it is important to emphasize at this point that this program is not collateral driven. Lack of collateral will not be a reason not to make you a loan.
Right. We want to swim with the big boys, but many times we miss a step or two. And I'm glad you talked about your P&L. I'm glad you talked about the credit, because is our personal credit attached to our business credit?
That's a very good question. For a small business owner, my advice to every small business owner is don't worry about business credit. Worry about the personal credit, because you are the face, you are the business. Until such time when the business has grown to a certain proportion where they can, maybe RMS can pull different data to make comparison, that is when you worry about the business credit. So just focus on your personal credit for the time being.
You do need to look over our business plans, don't you?
Business plan is important. Whether you are a startup business, you've been in business for long, it is your roadmap. And so for a business owner wanting to move from point A to point B, you should have a plan. You should know where you're going and how you're going to get there. And it's also the same document that you are going to use when a time comes for you securing a loan or asking for a loan. The loan officer doesn't know you. The underwriter doesn't know you. It is your business plan that is going to tell the story. Hey, I am here. This is where I want to go. And this is how I'm going to get there. So business plan is a roadmap that every business owner must have. And yes.
So let's talk about cash flow. I mean, that is the way the world works. Let's talk about cash flow.
Cash flow is the blood of any business. Without a cash flow, you won't go very far. So I always paint a picture that as a business owner, visualize your business as an airplane taking off, and you want to fly from here to Hawaii. Well, you need to be able to calculate how much fuel you would need to carry you through the runway before you reach a cruising altitude and to land. And even though some businesses can make profit at the end of the year, but without appropriate cash flow to carry the expenses that you incur before the revenue is realized, it can kill your business. So cash flow is so important. And again, small business owners, I encourage them to reach out to me so that at least if there is any way we can help you educate to be informed about cash flow, we can do that. And my telephone number is 704-534-3442. And I repeat, 704-534-3442.
If you're just not tuning in, we've got a new best friend this morning. It is Fred Etiemo, our amazing senior economic development program manager. So Fred, riddle us this. If we aren't quite ready and we still apply, right? We don't know that we're ready and we apply. Will you come back and say, look, you've got some holes in your application, you know, as far as this paper thread is concerned, you need help. Does Mecklenburg offer help?
You are asking really good questions, and thank you for that. Yes, the MEC lending, the loan program, is not administered in-house. Because we are a public agency, all information sent to us technically becomes public information, and no one will want his credit or her credit report and business plan, everything, you know, to the public. So we have a business arrangement with an organization, which is a community development financial institution called the Carolina Small Business Development Fund. So the Carolina Small Business Development Fund is the entity that accepts the application, processes the application, underwrites the loan, make credit decision, services the loan, collects repayment, and then remits what they get to the county. My role is to educate potential business loan applicants if they have applications for me to review. As a former banker, I used to run a bank, and I also used to do underwriting. So I do soft underwriting to help the business owners so that if there are any gaps or potential gaps, we can address those before they officially apply for the loan. So that is the role I play, and I encourage small business owners that want to apply for MEC lending or for any other type of loan to really reach out to me, because that is what I do.
No matter how fresh we are, no matter how seasoned we are.
It doesn't matter whether you were born yesterday as far as business is gone or you are a mature business owner. We all learn from each other, and sometimes business owners have come to me that are really seasoned, but there are some gaps, and I have been doing this for about 30 years. So I have seen a lot. And so sometimes I can connect some pieces and help the business owner.
$75,000, is that the cap or the minimum that can be loaned out to each individual business?
So $75,000 is the maximum amount. The county did extensive studies, I think about 2 years, determine where are the gaps and where are the traditional lenders not serving the small business owners very well. And so it was determined, we got a report, and that is how the program actually was started. So $75,000 is the maximum. However, if a business owner needs, and again, we've been supporting business owners that take up to about $300,000, things of that kind, they come to me. If you are within the county, I will help you connect to the appropriate lender. And Also, the good news is that the Carolina Small Business Development Fund that administers the county loan program also has other loan programs, including, I think, EDA loans. So that organization, if you need more than $75,000, together with the MEC lending and other programs, they'll be able to help you.
Is the Carolina Small Business Development Fund kind of like SCORE and SBA, you know, SBA and SCORE? Were they kind of
a little different? So the Carolina Small Business Development Fund is what we call community development financial institution, banks, profit-driven entities. All right. Credit unions, yeah, they want to make profit, but theirs is to serve their customers. It's a different entity. And then you have the community development financial institutions, which are nonprofit organizations that are set up to help small businesses, small business owners, and provide technical assistance. So that is how that organization is structured. One of the things I will want to share before we go is provide the bolts and nuts of just overview of MEC lending, which is the county loan program. Again, as you said, the maximum amount is $75,000. The interest rate is prime, which I think prime right now is 5.5. You know, recently it was about 3.5%. It is fixed at the time of the loan. So it is not a variable loan, it's fixed. Anyone were to take a loan right now today, your interest rate will be fixed at 5.5. And one of the greatest features of this loan is that the first year is interest-only payments. Interest-only payments for 12 months before your P&I, principal and interest payment. Because, you know, traditional lenders are regulated institutions, there are certain things they cannot do. So, for example, if a business owner wants working capital or needs working capital for about $30,000, well, they make you $30,000 today. 30 days later, you have to start paying principal and interest, all right? Not only that, for a working capital loan, the maximum you can get out there is about 3 years. So let me give you a comparison here. If you were to take a traditional lender's loan, a working capital of $30,000, 30 days from when you make the loan, your payments will be around $905 a month for 3 years. With MEC lending, the first year, you'll be making a monthly payment of $137. And then after that, the loan is amortized over 9 years. So your payment is about $353 or $52. And there is no prepayment penalty. So if a business makes a lot of money and they want to pay off the loan, there is no penalty. This is a loan program designed to support and help small business owners to make it the money they need so that it is they are not in a tight spot, able to give them the elbow room to operate.
So I got to ask you this. What businesses have you seen come through the door or come through online? We got to talk about success stories too, but what type of businesses typically apply?
I see all kinds of businesses from beauty salons to barber shops to manufacturing shops, construction. We see a lot of contractors. All kinds of businesses come to us. And again, in terms of maturity, we have startups all the way to mature. So it's a mix of all kinds of businesses.
Do you ever check in on us after we've been approved for the loan to say, hey, how's it going? Or did we get a report card from you? How's it go?
We do. As a matter of fact, we've been very, some of the reports and the comments I get is really rewarding, knowing that you support a small business owner and they grow. So yes, we check in with the business owners so that at least we can stay in touch. And if they need any help, we can help them grow. At the end of the day, we are leveraging, we want to be partners with the banks. So that after we help this business reach a certain point, they can become bankable and then they can grow. So that is the role. We are catching the business owners or businesses that are falling through the cracks and seeing how best we can prepare them and make them move on to the next level.
That is great news to our ears because we've been looking for some sunshine and you brought it to us this morning. If you're just not tuning in, we're talking to Fred Etiemo, Senior Economic Development Program Manager with Mecklenburg County, and it's called MEC Lending. If you want to apply for these loans, just go to mecnc.gov, see the business tab, see how to apply, and then click on MEC Lending. And shout out to Tammy for making this interview possible. And thank you, Fred.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. And I hope there'll be opportunity for us to meet one day and share shrimps, which happens to be one of my favorites too.
Sauteed in garlic and butter. We're going to short break, but guess what? We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Francine Marie Show. We're popping out for a quick cup of tea, but we'll be right back.
This is my jam and jelly, y'all, on the Francine Marie Show. Spread that show out, girl. Spread it out.
Please, please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing, the Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.